Bex, our girl Bex, B-E-X, short for Rebecca. She got a real welcome to Boston yesterday.
Oh, my God. I literally got cursed out by an 8-year-old. It was unbelievable.
You could use the language.
I could use it?
Well, if you know, I'll pay the fine.
All right. Well, I'm driving, and this woman cuts me off. And I know I have road rage, but I just honked. I didn't even lay on it. I just honked.
A little beep.
Yeah, a little beep. I was like, come on. All of a sudden, I see the backseat window roll down and this little boy scream, "Shut up, you bitch!"
A little boy. Welcome to town.
Wow.
Welcome to Boston, baby. That's it. Ship it up to Boston. Welcome to town. What do you think? This ain't Philly.
Oh,
it's a tough town.
The best part about it,
a little boy. Can you imagine what that had? It had to be either Southie or Charlestown. Had to be. Where were you?
Charlestown.
Yeah, you're in Charlestown, baby. Oh, townies are tough.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to cross a townie.
Not I couldn't believe it.
No.
And you saw
370 bank robberies in Boston last year. It's more per capita than anywhere else in the world. But guys like this, hardcore guys, pros, 90% of them emanate from a one-square-mile neighborhood called Charlestown.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
I didn't follow
you. Yeah, you don't honk at people in Charlestown. Oh. You'd be killed.
I try, but she cut me off so bad. And it was,
I know, but you're in Charlestown. You're lucky you weren't shot by the 8-year-old. Have you seen the movie The Town?
Key your car.
Yeah, of course.
You have to see that.
Key you.
They'll key you.
While you're in it.
Who's that actor you had a crush on? I know that there's a
Jeremy
long
Renner.
List. Jeremy Renner in that movie.
Yeah.
He was good.
Oh, he's
hot. He was really creepy.
Mm.
Like Ben Affleck was sort of half creepy but half nice.
No, Jeremy wanted
Renner.
To kill the woman.
Yeah, Jeremy.
You got to get rid of her.
Yeah, he was dark.
Yeah.
She's a liability.
Yeah.
I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people. Whose car are we going to take?
I want to watch that again.
Oh, that is a movie you can positively watch a second time.
Yeah, over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, The Departed. Have you seen that?
Yes.
That's another Boston movie I have to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to see it.
You're going to do this for me? Or I'm going to clip your nuts. Like I clip your daddy's.
That's The Departed.
And that was the
that
florist.
That guy, I forget the name of the actor. He was a florist. Yeah, that's when you think of a florist, you don't think of this guy.
You're going to do this for me? I'm going to clip your nuts.
Yeah, that's that was a hardcore florist. And he had the shears in his hand.
Oh,
I forget his name. He's an English actor.
Oh. Yeah, we looked it up once before.
Yeah.
You know it's a tough town when that's your florist.
If that's your florist.
It's supposed to be
but
so
this
nice.
Really happened to you, a little boy.
A little boy.
Ooh.
I could not believe it. And all you see, he rolls his window back up, and all you see is his mom's arm just smack him in the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least she wasn't encouraging him.
That's
true.
What
I said.
Giving him a high five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. I kind of think it probably was a high five.
You never know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's my boy.
Could you just don't honk at people. I hate that.
Yeah, what are you honking?
I hate being honked at. Even
alone.
If I'm 100% wrong, if I'm honked at, I get mad.
There's a difference in the honk. If I'm laying on it, that's wrong. But it was a gentle
a beep. Like, I had this thing. You know, this we used to talk about this a lot before you weren't here then. But I had this idea for an invention called the happy horn.
Yeah.
And like if you're like at a traffic light or something and people aren't going and you just want to give them a little, you know?
Yeah, it's horns, better. It's a happy
almost,
horn.
It's a different meaning. You see somebody you know, you give them a little, you know?
Yeah, buddy.
How
you doing?
It never caught on. Never really.
Well, never really tried to market it.
It's actually pretty brilliant.
I think we had a Shark Tank person on and you told
oh, yeah,
the happy
and they said
horn.
It was lame.
Yeah.
Or they said someone had already done it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And he's not talking about something you buy later. It's something that the car manufacturer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll go down there and drive the car through the front window, all right? And find the person who's so determined. I mean, like they've got nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I didn't honk the horn at you.
Oh, don't honk at me.
You've heard the "now I'm parked on your face" clip, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Oh, you don't. God, we have so much to teach her about this show.
It was part
Can you
of
bring that,
that
one up?
Rant.
Okay. There is a guy. It wasn't this building. It was a previous building. And there was a guy who, I don't know what his title was.
His name's Armand.
He was the nicest guy.
He was like the custodian of the building.
He was a very
manager.
Sweet guy, and we all liked him a lot. And he told us, he sent that little note out, to please don't park in the visitor lot. Because that's, you know, for the visitors, all right? So we told Bill that Armand said, you know, could you please not park in the visiting parking lot? And this is how Bill responded on the air.
Okay, now I'm parked on your face, okay? How are we doing now?
The nicest guy.
I know. He'd always be like, hey, Billy.
Billy, could you please not park in the visitor park, okay?
Okay, now I'm parked